something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara here, and our reporter Robbie Kane got to head over to Paris for a sneak preview of the Cirque du Soleil production of Curteo. It's going to be on at the Three Arena this July, and here's how we got on.
So we've arrived in style here at the Accor Hotel Arena in Bercy in Paris. And I'm here with the artistic director from Ballyfermus, Aoife Carey, and her husband, Mark, who is the automation technician. Am I right?
That's right.
Aoife, Ballyfermus, and you're now in Paris doing this massive tour all across the world. How did you get into this one?
So, it's a long way. I started out as an actress and then started moving into artistic direction and followed Mark to China to start working in circus. So, ended up here with Cirque du Soleil.
And you got the job doing this as well?
I did. I don't know which one came first, Aoife or myself, but we're both here now. And we started in China and then we got an opportunity to come and work with Cirque du Soleil, and they're the world leader at the moment. So we're very excited to do that.
Now, of course, Cirque du Soleil have all these acrobats. What are we looking forward to seeing in this show?
This show actually tells story more than just, you're just watching acrobatics. You're going to see people swinging from chandeliers. You're going to see children bouncing, not real children, but children bouncing on beds. Just a lot of joy and fun.
A lot of people don't like clowns across the world. What would you say to entice someone who is fearful of clowns to come and see the show?
So you're not going to see the traditional clown. Our main character is a clown called Maro. But you see the human. You don't see this a full face of makeup. Part of the show is about the human, about seeing that human emotion and that human connection. So you're not going to see the big shoes and the baggy trousers. You're going to watch a person. You're going to celebrate their friendships. You're going to celebrate acts in circuses that they worked in before. So It's not a scary clown with a big frizzy wig. It's a person.
So there's no dark element to the story then?
Not a dark element as such. I mean, it is about a clown dreaming about his funeral. So there is that element to contend with.
A funeral?
Yeah, there is that element to contend with. But it is definitely a celebration of his life. It's almost like a snapshot when you look back at your life. If you got that chance to look back at your life, what would you take with you? And that's definitely reflected in the show.
Has anything ever gone wrong on your watch?
I could say no, but that would make me a liar. We've never had any major incidents. Like sometimes it's live entertainment. It's a lot of high-end technology. Sometimes technology doesn't work the way we want it to, and we have to adapt and work through that. But so far, we've been very fortunate on Curteo. The systems are very good. It's a very new show, so the systems and technology we're working with are cutting edge.
It's coming to the Three Arena on the 8th of July. A real Dublin homecoming for you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's from leaving Ireland to be able to come home with this show and to share circus that we've experienced with people at home is just going to be amazing, because like a lot of our family don't really know what we do. They're just like, oh, you're off traveling the world. But it's going to be wonderful to share and show people the size and the scale and the beauty that we get to see every day.
Isn't that amazing? Artistic director Aoife Carey and her hubby Mark, from Ballyfermot originally and traveling all around the world with the Cirque du Soleil's production of Curteo. Now the show is going to be at the Three Arena in July, and our reporter Robbie Kane was in Paris checking out a preview and catching up with acrobat Betsy.
I'm sitting beside your bed here. This is actually not a bed, it's a trampoline. What's going to happen on stage with this and you tonight?
You're going to see little kids jumping on bed, you know, throwing the pillows around, interacting with each other and just having so much fun. And it really encompasses the essence of childhood. And, you know, when your parents tell you don't jump on the bed, but that's the first thing you do when they leave the room.
Oh my God, we've all done that years ago.
Exactly.
And you're an adult, you get to do it again.
Uh-huh. And it's my job and I could not be happier about it.
When did you join the show?
I joined the show a little over a year ago. I have been with the company for a little over 3 years now, and so I was in a previous show and that show closed and Curteo needed somebody to come and be a trampo bed artist, so that's how I arrived here.
Any injuries happened to you throughout the time you've come on board? Cirque du Soleil, come on, let the cat out of the bag.
You know, we try and keep the best shape as possible as performers, as acrobatics. Accidents do happen, which is just the risk we take going on stage and performing what we do, but we try and stay in the best shape, and we have a wonderful physio team that travels with us. So if we need anything as far as like if we have a cold or if we have a sprained ankle or something, we go to them, they help us out. So we try and stay in the best shape that we can.
So it's kind of like Madonna on tour, basically, because I can see you have a gym here, you have your chill out area,
anything
you have your you have your food, your water. It's like a big family, isn't it?
It really is. It really is.
So there you have it, Cirque du Soleil's production of Curteo. It's going to be here in Dublin at the Three Arena in July, not to be missed. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.